Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach, and we are at the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shrago ben Miral and Shena Leia bas Bela. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Aharon, Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Naftali Herzl, Elazar Ben Tzvi, Golda Bas Moshe Leib, and Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So today's daf is going to discuss the halachos of Shaloi Lishma, specifically as it relates to the Karban Pesach. So the sugya of Shaloi Lishma is the very first sugya Mesachtes Zvachim. It's also the very first sugya Mesachtes Menachos. It's an idea that permeates the entirety of Seder Kachim. We're going to discuss it for one daf, tucked away here in Perek Tav and Nishchat, specifically with regards to the Karban Pesach, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. So we've mentioned in the introduction to Perek Tav and Nishchat that every korban that was brought had many avodos that were done with it. And really, the avodos can be divided into two groups. There was the avodas Adam, and there was the avoda of the basar. A korban, most korbanos were an animal. An animal has basar, an animal has dam. The avodas Adam were shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika. The first thing was, you had to slaughter the animal. There was a kohen that was standing with the klisharis. His job was to receive the dam after the shechita, hoylacha, bring it to the mizbeach, and zrika. Depending on what carbon it was, that determined the specifics of the zrika. But the dam had to be taken and sprinkled onto the mizbeach. In addition to that, there was avoida that was done with the basa, the flesh of the animal. A chelik of it was put on the mizbeach, haktara seimurim, a chelik of it was eaten of the parts that were eaten. Some of it had to be eaten by a kohen. Others were able to be eaten even by the Bailam. But there was the Avodas Hadam and there was the Avodas Habasar. Nekoit hai klala biyotcha. This is a very important rule in Seder Kachim. And that is the Avodas Hadam was more critical than the Avodas Habasar. In fact, as long as the Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika were done with the carbon, whatever the carbon had to accomplish, it accomplished. So if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, he now has to bring a carbon chatos. He brought his chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. If there was Shechita, Kabbalah, Ilach, and Zrika, he fulfilled his obligation of bringing a carbon chatos. At this point, he doesn't have to bring another carbon. At this point, he got whatever kapara he had to get. What if you didn't do the Haktaras Neimurim? It doesn't matter. What if the Kohen never ate from the Basar of the Karban Chatas? It doesn't matter. Now, lost that on a mitzvah, Kohanim Eichlin Ubailam Eschaprin, on some level he even lost that a little bit of Kapara. But as it relates to fulfilling his obligation, as it relates to receiving the primary Kapara that he had to receive from bringing the Karban, he got that as long as he did the Dalid Avoida Sadam. As long as the Shechita was done, the Kabbalah was done, the Hilacha was done, and the Zrika was done. Which means that there's primacy to the Avodas Hadam over the Avodas Habasa. And it's for that reason you find many Halachas and Kachim that were Nogeya, the Avodas Hadam, but had no relevance to the Avodas Habasa. So many Halachas and Kachim were Nogeya both the Avodas Hadam and the Avodas Habasa. For example, a Kohen had to do the Avodah. So Kohen has to be the one that does Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika. Truth is, the Gemara says Shechita, Ksheir, Bizar, but that's a whole other conversation. But the point is, Avodas Hadan, for the most part, had to be done by a Kohen. The Avodah of the Haktara Semurim was the same thing. If a Zor would do the Haktara, he'd be Chayiv Misa, it'd be very Chamar. There's no question that the Haktara of the Basar was considered an Avodah. But at the same time, you also find that there were many halachas that were negated Avodah Sadam that were not negated Avodah Sabasar. One of those halachas is the idea that a Kohen, when he did the Avodah, had to make sure that not only did he practically and physically do everything he was supposed to do, but that between the years, he was thinking the right thoughts as well. If a Kohen does the Avodah and he had a bad machshava, that bad machshava had the ability to not only make noise in the olamos, but it had the ability to mess up the avodah that he was doing, and in some instances, mess up the entire korban that he was in the process of bringing. This idea that a machshava has the ability to ruin a korban is true only if the bad machshava was had during the avodah zarah. So if a kohen did shechita, kabbalah, hilacha, zrika, and while he did any one of the dalet avodah zarah, he had a bad machshava, it messes up the avodah. If, however, he did the haktara semurim with a bad machshava, no worries. That's not something you had to worry about. Now, there are many different types of machshavas that have the ability to ruin a carbon. The most notable one is machshavas pigel. But that's not going to be the topic of today's daf. What we're going to be discussing today is the machshava of shaloi lishma. So what exactly is shaloi lishma? The Mishnah Masech Tzvachim daf mem vav amid beis says as follows. L'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbak. There were six machshavos of lishma that a kohen had to have while he was bringing a carbon. L'shem zevach. He had to make sure that he had in mind the carbon that he was bringing. So if a kohen is bringing an oila, he has to have in mind, I'm bringing an oila. If he's bringing a shlamim, he has to have in mind that he's bringing a shlamim. If you're bringing an oila, you can't have in mind shlamim. And if you're bringing a shlamim, you can't have in mind oila. L'shem zevach. Not just that, the kohen had to make sure that he had in mind who the bailim of the carbon was, who the bala carbon is. If Reuven gave the kohen a carbon to bring, he has to have in mind that I'm bringing this carbon for Reuven. He can't have in mind that he's bringing it for Shimon. L'shem Hashem, he had to have in mind that he was bringing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Ishin, he had to have in mind that after the Avodah Saddam were going to be done, the basa was going to be taken, it was going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. L'shem Reach and L'shem Nichayach. Additionally, he had to have in mind that this carbon that's being brought will be Reach Nichayach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's an idea that a carbon had to be brought Lishma. What does Lishma mean? L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zeveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach. Meaning, just like you find in Mesechtes Gittin, V'kasav lo Lishma, that again had to be written Lishma, just like you have in the Halachas of Stam, that a Sefer Torah has to be written Lishma, there's an idea that an Avodah with a carbon also had to be done Lishma. Now, which Avodahs had to be done Lishma? The Avodah Saddam. What are the Avodah Saddam? The big four. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. From these six machshavos of Lishma that the Mishnah mentions on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis and Masechet Tzvachim, two are on a pedestal. Meaning, not all six of these machshavos were created equally. Which two are different? The first two. L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zoveach. The Mishnah says that a kohen had to make sure that he thought that he's going to bring an oila, l'shem oila, not an oila l'shem shlomo, l'shem zevach. You have to get the type of carbon right. L'shem zevach. If you're bringing Reuven's carbon, you can't have in mind that you're bringing Shimon's carbon. Okay, in what way were these two different? So now we have to go back to the first Mishnah in Seder Kachem. The first Mishnah in Masechet Tzvachim. The Mishnah says, kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shmon, any carbon that was brought shaloi lishma sherim that lach is kosher ela shaloi alu lebailim l'shem chayva. However, the bailim of this carbon can't satisfy his obligation to bring a carbon with a carbon whose avoida was done shaloi lishma. Chutz, there's two exceptions to this rule. Min haPesach veHachatos, where the halacha is that if the Pesach or the Chatas were brought Shalei Lishma, not only is the carbon not Alu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva, but the carbon is going to be possible. Meaning, when the Mishnah says, Kol HaZvachim Shalei Lishma K'sherin, Elish Lo Yalu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva, we have a Chutz. The Chutz is going back on K'sherin. Meaning, there's two carbonis that are not going to be kosher, but rather there are two carbonis that are going to be possible. So as it relates to the Machshava of Shinui Hashem, as it relates to the machshava of Shinui Bailam, as it relates to the first two of the six lishmas that the Mishnah mentions on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zeveach, in the event that one of the Dalet Avodah Saddam were done, and it was done with the wrong machshava, it wasn't L'shem the right Zevach, it was L'shem the wrong Zevach, it wasn't L'shem the right Zeveach, it was L'shem the wrong Zeveach, the halacha is it's going to impact the carbon. Meaning these are not just L'katchilo diga halachas, but in the event that you mess it up, you're going to have a problem with your carbon. What's the halacha? So the halacha is like this. If it was done shaloi lishma. Again, which two machshava is l'shem zevach l'shem zevach? You had in mind an oil l'shem chatas, for example, or you had in mind Ruvain's carbon instead l'shem shimon. So then the halacha is if you messed it up, for sure le'olu l'bayilun l'shem chayva. Meaning that's pashid that if someone brought a carbon and because he had to bring a carbon, you can't satisfy your obligation to bring a carbon in the event that it was done shaloi lishma. Whether the shaloi lishma was l'shem zevach or whether the shaloi lishma was l'shem zevach. But there is a distinction in that all karbanos, with the exception of the Pesach and the Chatos, even though the carbon doesn't work to satisfy the obligation that the Baal HaKarbon had to bring a carbon, however, the carbon itself is going to be kosher. When it comes to the Pesach and the Chatos, not only does the Bailim not fulfill his obligation with a carbon that was brought to Shnolei Lishma, but the carbon itself is going to be possible. And what's the difference if the carbon's kosher or possible? At the end of the day, if I can't satisfy my obligation, so either way, I'm going to have to bring a new carbon. That's true. The nafkamina, however, is, can I firois the avoido? Can I take the basar and eat it? Can I take the emurim and be makdir on the mizbech? If it was the shechita that was done Shnolei Lishma, can I do the kabbalah, the lach, and the zrika? Possible would mean the whole carbon is possible. You don't take dam that's possible and put it on the mizbech. You don't eat basar that's possible, and you're not makdir emurim that apostle. If it's kosher, just like olu l'bayilun l'shem chayva, then you'd be able to bring it as a carbon. What would be the purpose of the carbon? It would be a nedava. But the point is, you would be able to bring it as a carbon, and as long as I can bring it as a carbon, so at the very least, it's going to be kosher. But one thing you see from here, and that is, as it relates to inyonenu, that a Pesach is one of the two exceptions to the rule, where if one of the dalet avodas adam of the carbon Pesach were done shaloi l'shma, again, what shaloi l'shma? Shinui kodesh or shinui bayilun l'shem zevach l'shem zevach. You brought a Pesach, but you didn't have in mind the Pesach. You had in mind the Shlomen. Or Ruvain and his Chaburas bring a carbon Pesach, and instead you had in mind Shimon and his Chabura. The halach is that, of course, it's not a kosher or carbon Pesach, but not only that, the carbon is possible. You can't even be mocked with it as a Nedava. It's one of the two exceptions, one of the two places where you find this idea that when it's Shaloi Lishma, not only is it Loi Olu L'Bayilam Hashem Chayva, but it's going to be possible as well. What would happen if a Kohen did the Avodah and he didn't have a machshava of lishma, but he also didn't have a machshava of shaloi lishma? He wasn't thinking. He was spacing out. Stama. He didn't have in mind Pesach l'shem Pesach, but he also didn't have in mind Pesach l'shem chatas. It was stama. That's the first sugya in Seder Kachem. Zvachim daf beis amid beis. The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion. El maskana, the Gemara comes out. Stama is lishma. So if a kohen has a machshava shaloi lishma, it's going to be a problem. If, however, he did it stama, it's as if he had a machshava lishma, and the halach is going to be kosher. So you can't do a brief introduction on shaloi lishma without mentioning one lumdus, and that is the lumdus of the brisker of which. This is amazing, but from all the brisker rabs and kachim, this is probably the most famous. I mean, if someone does an avoida, shchita kabbalah ilacha and zrika, and he has a machshava shaloi lishma, so the halach is it's going to mess up the carbon. In the event of a Pesach and a Chatas, the carbon is going to even be possible. But regardless, for sure the carbon is going to be like alu l'vayilun l'shem chayv. So if you ask the man on the street, how does that work? What's the havana? Why is it that if somebody would go and he would bring a carbon, shaloi lishma, it would impact the carbon? So you would say, what do you mean? There's a din that the carbon has to be lishma. To the extent that it was shaloi lishma, it's a felt in lishma. You're missing something that the carbon needs. One of the ingredients that a carbon needs is lishma. So to the extent that I had a machshava shaloi lishma, so I don't have the lishma that I need. A get that's shaloi lishma is possible. Why? Because a get needs lishma. Because of la lishma. If I don't have lishma, it's possible because of what it's missing. It's lacking something. What is it lacking? It's lacking lishma. You got the names right, you got the zman right, the name of the city. Everything was worked out, but it's missing an ingredient. It's missing the ingredient lishma. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. So Pasha, you will learn Kachem is the same way. If you do shchita shaloi lishma, why is it a problem? Because shchita needs lishma, and it's missing the lishma. Kabbalah ilach hazrika need lishma. It's missing the lishma. But the Brisker Rav in Sefer famously said that's not the pshat. He said that once Chazal were megala, that in Kachim, stomach is lishma. Every carbon wakes up in the morning lishma. And when the Kayan does the Avaida, it's always going to be lishma. And even if the Kayan has a machshava shaloi lishma, it still was lishma. So if that's the case, why is the carbon going to be apostle? Why is it like alu l'bayilam l'shem chayva? So the Brisker Rav said the reason is because there's a din that a machshava shaloi lishma passels the carbon. Just like there's a din that a machshava's pigle passels the carbon, so too there's a din that a machshava shaloi lishma passels the carbon. The reason shaloi lishma is a problem is not because of what I'm missing, It's because of what I have. It's not because of the heder, the chisorin, the lacking thereof of lishma. Ichab lishma. What do you mean? You thought shalai lishma. Stam lishma in the world of lamdivs gives me lishma. You can't remove the stam lishma from the carbon. So why then, when I have a machshava shalai lishma, is there a problem? So the Briskerov said it's because the machshava shalai lishma in and of itself has an ability to puzzle. Where do you find the machshava shalai puzzle? That's the whole kachem. Pigol, you find so many examples of that. We're going to see it in tomorrow's daf. That's the idea that a machshava has the ability to puzzle. But that was the Briskerov's famous chiddush. Now, to say a chiddush like this, you need rayas. And the Briskerov brought many, many rayas. We did two extended raid bites on this. One in the beginning of Zvachin, the other in the beginning of Menachis. Related raid bites to come. Bezrat Hashem, it's getting closer and closer. But either way, with that extended, not raid bite, but introduction, it's Psochim Daf Samach. Zokt the Heilige Mishnah. HaPesach. A carbon pesach sheshachtei shaloi lishma, where the shechita was done shaloi lishma, or the kibel, the halach, the zarek shaloi lishma, or the kabbalah lach and zrika were done shaloi lishma. Now we know this is a problem because number one, any carbon where the shechita kabbalah lach or zrika were done shaloi lishma, you're going to be like alu lebaylam l'shem chayva. Pesach is unique in the world of shaloi lishma. It, together with chatas, are the two examples that not only can't you satisfy your obligation with a carbon whose head, one of the avodas Adam, done shaloi lishma, but even more than that, the carbon itself is going to be possible. So if the Pesach was brought and one of the avodas were done shaloi lishma, oy lishma, v'shaloi lishma, or it was brought lishma and shaloi lishma, oy shaloi lishma, v'lishma, or it was shaloi lishma, lishma. The Gemara will explain what this means. Either way, the halach is pasul, it's going to be pasul. Ketzad l'shma v'shaloi l'shma. What's an example of l'shma v'shaloi l'shma? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomen. Again, you brought a carbon Pesach, and you had in mind to bring the carbon Pesach l'shem Pesach. That's l'shma, that's the right machshava. And you also had in mind that it should be l'shem Shlomen, which is shaloi l'shma. What's an example of shaloi l'shma v'lishma? The opposite. You brought the carbon Pesach, and you had in mind l'shem Shlomen, and then afterwards you had in mind l'shem Pesach. So in short, our Mishnah just told us the halacha of carbon Pesach as it relates to shaloi lishma. What does the Mishnah say? That a Pesach that was brought shaloi lishma is going to be possible. What does it mean it was brought shaloi lishma? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And notice the Mishnah says possible. It doesn't only say le'alu l'baylam l'shem chayva, and that's of course because of the Mishnah in Zvachin Daf Bezim and Aleph. Pesach and Chatas are the two karbanos where if it's brought shaloi lishma, not only is it le'alu l'baylam l'shem chayva, that would mean the carbon is kosher. You just can't satisfy your obligation with such a carbon. But Pesach, like Chatas, is going to be possible. Additionally, the Mishnah said another halacha, and that other halacha is going to be the topic of the majority of the Daf. And that is not only a Pesach shaloi lishma is possible, but what would be if you had a machshava of lishma and shaloi lishma? So you got it right, but you also got it wrong. Pesach l'shem Pesach, that's mahadrim and amahadrim. Pesach l'shem shlamim, that's not negay. What if I had in mind l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlamim? So I got it partially right, but I also got it partially wrong. So the Mishnah says l'shma v'shaloi lishma, or shaloi lishma v'lishma. I mean, it doesn't matter which order it was in. Either way, the halachah is, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara. Bayi Rapapa. So Rapapa had an ibaya. This second halach in the Mishnah, that a Pesach that you had a machshava lishma and shaloi lishma, the halach is it's going to be a problem. Ba'avoy da achastan, how do you understand pashit the logistics of the Mishnah? Meaning, what's the case? We're talking about one avoida, shchita. Shchita we know is made up of two simanim. It means that the kohen, let's say, did the shchita of the first simon lishma, and then the shchita of the second simon shaloi lishma. Oh, let's say zrika. You did one part of the zrika lishma and part of the zrika shaloi lishma. Meaning, but it's ba'avoida achas where it was done partly lishma and partly shaloi lishma. Oy b'shtei avoidas tanan. Or maybe what the Mishnah means is two separate avoidas. When the Mishnah said lishma v'shaloi lishma, it means you did the shchita lishma and you did the kabbalah shaloi lishma. What does shaloi lishma v'lishma mean? The reverse. You did the shchita shaloi lishma and then afterwards you did the shchita lishma. The Gemara explains ba'avoida achas tanan. Does the Mishnah mean Bavayda Achas? And if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi, we're going to have to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? The Omar who says, Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. Rabbi Yossi has a Shita, Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. So what's the background to this Shita? So Rashi brings, it's a Sugya Masechtes Tmura, Daf Chafeh Amir Aleph. The exact context is actually a Kachem context. It's discussing the laws of Tmura. So what's Tmura? If someone has a carbon, How did he have this carbon? He was makdish, one of his animals. He had an obligation. He had to bring a carbon. So he went to his barn. He took out one of his animals. And he said, I want this to be the animal that I'm going to bring as a carbon. He said, Arezu oilu, arezu chatos. This is the animal that I want to bring. And then, a minute later, he had remorse. He said, you know something? What was I thinking? I'm going to take this animal. I don't want to bring this animal. I want to bring the other animal instead. If somebody says that, he violates the halacha of tamura. Tamura means you swap out karbanos. You say, instead of this being the carbon I'm going to bring, I want that one to be the carbon that I'm going to bring. It says in the Torah, lo yachlifen v'lo yomer oisnoi, there's not just one lav, there's two lavin. Tamura is a mesechta in Shas. It's actually the one mesechta in Shas that deals 100%, or the one halacha that's predicated on an issa. Right? You have other mesechta zavay the zara. But here, the whole tamura is an avera. I mean, the whole parsha of Tmura is Negeya, someone that did this Avera called Tmura. Now what? What do you do with this animal? Bottom line is if somebody says the Torah that in the event that someone violates the halacha of Tmura, so here's the halacha. Vahayu hu utmurasa yekaydash. The original animal remains hakdish. You can't remove the animal by deciding that you want to transfer over the kedusha, but not just that, the new animal becomes kaydish as well. So you're going to end up having both animals that are going to be kaydish. Here's the machlokes remain Rabbi Yossi. It's very important in today's daf. What would be if somebody has an animal and he says, Harezu tmuras oila tmura shlamim. I want this animal to be tmura of my oil, of an oila and tmura of a shlamim. Now, you can't be tmuras oila tmura shlamim in one animal, because that would suggest that the animal is going to be partially an oila, partially a shlamim. It's impossible. You take an animal of chulin and you say, I want this to be tmuras oila tmura shlamim. Harezu tmuras oila, assuming you have an oila, it becomes an oila. Vayahu utmuras iya kaidish. If you say, Harezu tmuras shlamim, you have a shlamim, it's now going to be a shlamim. The question is, what if I said, Harezu tmuras oila tmura shlamim? So to have tmuras oila tmura shlamim is not a possible. It's not possible. So what then happens? Machlaikis. Rameir says, Harezu tmuras oila. And the reason is because Rameir says, Tafas lashon rishon. In the event that a person says two statements, both of which contradict each other, so we go with the first thing that he said, that's the one that is relevant, and being that the first thing that he said was Tmura Sayla, it was the second thing that was Tmura Shlamim, so we're going to end up looking at it as an oila. Rabbi Yossi says no. He said, Af bigmar dvar of adon nitfas. You can't only take the first thing the person said into consideration, you have to take both things that he said into consideration. At the end of the day, this person wanted it should be Tmura Sayla and Tmura Shlamim. So you can't just say, I raise a Tmura Sayla and be done with it. You have to look at it as if it's Tmura Sayla, Tmura Shlamim. What do you do with it? So that's already a whole sugi mesechtes Tmura, what you do. But Chazal saw from here a fundamental machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, which they recognized had far-reaching implications, way beyond the laws of Tmura. And that is, anytime a person makes two statements that blatantly contradict each other, Rameir holds toughest lashon rishon. Harezu tmura sayla, tmura shlamim, harezu tmura sayla. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you look at both things that he said. Af bigmar dvarav, adam nitfas. What does that have to do with our sugya? Rapapa wasn't sure how to read the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, if someone brought a carbon Pesach, l'shma and shalai l'shma, was it b'avoida achas, or was it b'shtei avoidas? If it's b'shtei avoidas, it's simple. He did the shchita l'shem Pesach, he did the kabbalah l'shem shlamim. It was l'shma and shalai l'shma. But Rapapa had a tzad that maybe means b'avoida achas, which means in the shchita itself, you had two machshavas. I had a machshava that it should be l'shem Pesach, and I had a machshava that it should be l'shem shlamim. What did the Mishnah say? It's possible. Later, a mayor that old tafas lashon rishon. Why is it possible? L'shem Pesach l'shem shlamim is a stira. Which one is it? You want the shechita to be l'shem Pesach? Who do you want it to be l'shem shlamim? So if you hold that when a person contradicts himself, literally toich kedei dibor, what do we say? Tafas lashon rishon. Then it should be kosher. It should be l'shem Pesach. Let Rabbi Yosi af bigmar dvar of adam nitfas. So you don't just say, oh, the first thing he said was l'shem Pesach, so it's going to be okay. You have to look at the second thing he said also, and the second thing that he said was l'shem shlamim. So Rapop explained that on the tzad that when the Mishnah said l'shma b'shloi l'shma pasul and meant b'avoda achas, you're going to have to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. The Rameyer, back into the Gemara, because if it's going according to Rameyer, I'm a tafas lashon rishon. Rameyer said tafas lashon rishon. So lishma vishmloi lishma should be kosh. Or perhaps Papa said, Dilma b'shtei avoides. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about two separate avoides. Afilu Reb Meir. And if that's the case, the Mishnah could be going even according to me. Dama tavas lashon rishon. Because ani milu b'avoid achas. That's only true if it was one avoid. Avu b'shtei avoides. If it's two separate avoides, maida the mifsal. Right? One avoida, two machshavos is a stira. So there, Reb Meir is going to say tavas lashon rishon. But two avoides, two machshavos, there's no inherent contradiction. As a result, you don't have Reb Meir's halacha. So it could be a dipasul according to everybody. Says the Gemara, Amri Ahai. On which case was Rapapa not sure? Ine mashalay lishmai vilishmai. If you'll say Rapapa wasn't sure, had to learn the line in the Mishnah that says shalay lishma first, and then lishma is going to be possible. Meaning that was his suffix. Bein avoida achas, bein b'shtei avoidos, bein l'rameya, bein l'rab yaisi ifsalei mikamaisa. That's not true. Because that would be possible according to everybody. It doesn't matter if you learn the Mishnah b'avoida achas b'shtei avoidos. It doesn't matter if you go and coin to Rameya, coin to Rab Yaisi. Why? Because what was the first machshava that he had over here? It was shaloi l'shma. Aye, what are you going to tell me? Coin to Rab Yaisi, maybe it should be kosher. Because Rab Yaisi said, you look at the second lashon. The Gemara explains, "Dalu Rabbi Yosi Nami Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas Isle." He just said, "You also look at the second thing he said." But of course, you look at the first thing that he said. Ella Lashmai Vishloi Lashmai. My rather, the question that Rapapa had was how to read the line of Lashmai Vishloi Lashmai. So just to pause for a second, because this Shaila is going to take us into Amid Beis, and that is the Mishnah said a Pesach Shloi Lashmai is possible. Shchita Kabbalah Lachas Rika Shloi Lashmai. You're going to have a problem. Then the Mishnah said, even if you had in mind Lishma and Shalei Lishma, it's still going to be possible. Rapapa wasn't sure how to understand the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah saying Lishma v'Shalei Lishma is possible when it was two separate avoidas? So you did one avoida Lishma, and then the other avoida Shalei Lishma, then it's going to be possible. Or maybe the Mishnah is saying that even one avoida, if I had in this one avoida a machshav of Lishma and a machshav of Shalei Lishma, even there it's going to be possible. Now Rapapa said, Ilchapen Afkamino, who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Why? Because if the Mishnah means Shtei Avoidus, then the Mishnah could be going according to everybody. I don't know any Tana in Shas that would object to this idea. That if one of the Machshavas were done, Shalei Lishma, even though one was done Lishma, and even if the one that was done Lishma was done prior, it should be possible. Everybody would say it's possible. But if the Mishnah is saying a bigger chiddush, then even in one avoida, if it was done partly lishma, partly shaloi lishma, now lach is, it's going to be possible, then the Tana of the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yossi, who holds af bigmar dvar of Adam Nitfas. Because according to Rameh, that holds tafas lashon rishon, it shouldn't be a problem. Meaning, because if you had in mind lishma v'shaloi lishma, essentially you had two contradictory machshavas. So what do you do whenever you have such a blatant contradiction from one second to the next? Machlokes Rameh, Rabbi Yosi. Rameh says you always say tafas lashon rishon. Rabbi Yosi says you have to look at the whole picture. Af bigmar dvar of Adam Nitfas. If you had in mind lishma v'shaloi lishma, according to Rameh, tafas lashon rishon, all I hear is lishma. So it would be kosher. If the mission says possible, must be the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi that holds af bigvar dvarim adam nitvash. In other words, Rapapa Shaila is the Mishnah going be avoida achnas oy b'shnei avoidais b'mila macherim. Rapapa Shaila is the time of the Mishnah davki Rabbi Yosi who's nimuka yimai. Nothing wrong with the Mishnah being Rabbi Yosi. Or is the Mishnah maybe going aliba de kuli alma in even Rabbi Yosi's bal pluk ne mesachtes mur rameir? He too can be the author of our Mishnah. Zok de Gemara. From here until Amid Beis, a whole series of Tashmas. We're going to try to find clues. So very often when the Gemara brings Tashmas, so we're bringing Brises all over the place and we're trying to see if maybe there was a Brisa somewhere that spoke a little more at length to what the Mishnah said, Belasha and Kitzara. But what the Gemara is going to do now is the Gemara is actually going to look for clues in our Mishnah, see if there's a Mineu Bay clue somewhere, and then when the Gemara exhausts all the possible solutions that maybe we can find in our Mishnah, we're going to turn to the next Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, which is going to be tomorrow's Daf. But we know all the Mishnayos were connected. And very often, Chazal looked at one Mishnah to another Mishnah as a Reisha and a Seifa. So we're going to see if we can find something, Kikar Ve'lecha Adav Ma'ay, a clue somewhere in the sugya to this shayla. Is the Mishnah b'avayit achas b'shtei avayitis? Does the Mishnah dafki have to be Rabbi Yosi? Or can the Mishnah be going even according to Rameir? Tashma, a Pesach sheshachta shalei lishma, v'kib v'alak v'zarach shalei lishma. The first line of the Mishnah was, if somebody did the shechit of the Karmen Pesach shalei lishma, or the Kabbalah lach and the Zerukat shalei lishma, hey chadami, how do you read that first line of the Mishnah? In demik diktani, should we take the Mishnah literally? If you look at the Mishnah literally, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like you did all four avayitis shalei lishma. Ha Pesach sheshachta shalei lishma. The kibel v'halach v'zarach. Right, there's a vav, vav, vav. It sounds like he did everything shalai l'shma. So you're going to tell me that the only time it's a problem, Pesach shalai l'shma, is if he did all the avodah shalai l'shma. Lama li'adam echshav l'kuli. Why do I have to have all the avodah shalai l'shma? Mikam ha'isiv shalai. This is vachim kachim 101. One of the avodah shalai l'shma is already a problem. Why would I have to do all the avodah shalai l'shma? It's pashat. The way you read the Mishnah is Pesach shachtei shalai l'shma. Inami or shachtei l'shma b'vikibel v'halach v'zarach shalai l'shma. Inami. Or shachtei v'kiba v'halach l'shma v'zarek shalei l'shma. The point is, the Mishnah doesn't mean you did all the avodah shalei l'shma. It means you did either one of the avodah shalei l'shma. The point is, the havelash de avodahs. One of the avodahs were done shalei l'shma, but the other three were done l'shma. That means the reisha of the Mishnah already said very, very clearly that if one of the avodahs were done shalei l'shma, even if the other ones were done l'shma, it's going to be possible. That's the case of Masefa. Now let's revisit Rapapa Shaila. L'shma v'shalei l'shma, hechidami. Right, this was Rapapa Shaila. So let's work it through. Inei mebishnei avodahs. If you're going to tell me Rapapa said that it's talking about where one was done l'shma, the other was done shalei l'shma. Hainu reisha. It's mamish the reisha. Ela la b'avodah achas. Must be it's pashit that it's b'avodah achas, because otherwise it's the same thing as the reisha. And if that's the case, Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Apik Vardvarim, Adon Nitvas, and it must be going according to Rabbi Yosi, Gevaldik. The Gemara says, like, Loivim Shtei Avodis. Really, I'll tell you that the second line is talking about Shtei Avodis. What do you mean? So the first halach in the Mishnah is Shtei Avodis, one Lishma, the other one Shalei Lishma, it's going to be possible. And then the second halach is telling me the same thing, Lishma v'Shalei Lishma. The first Avodah was Lishma, and the second Avodah was Shalei Lishma. Says the Gemara, no, we're going to have to tweak it a little bit. Veresha, the Reisha, the Mishnah is talking about the Koy B'Shchita. You're doing the Shchita, the Kamechashe B'Shchita. And you had in mind that the shechita, the avodah that you were doing, should be lishma or shalei lishma. Inami kai bizrika. You were doing this rika, but come a chashit bizrika, and you had in mind this rika should be done either lishma or shalei lishma. Seifa, but you know what the seifa is? Lishma or shalei lishma. In Rapapa said that it means shtei avodas. The kai bishechita, the kachashit bizrika. You were doing the shechita, and bishtei avodas means you had in mind that another one of the avodas should be done shalei lishma. The Gemara explains. No, I'm reini shoychet es haPesach lishma. I'm doing the shechita and I'm having in mind to shechta lishma l'shem Pesach. But lizroik damay shalei lishma. While you did the shechita, you had in mind that you're going to do one of the other avodas shalei lishma. And maybe that's what the Mishnah means. So you're going to tell me what kind of halacha is that? If I'm doing the shechita, so then I have to make sure that I have the right machshavas about the shechita. When I'm doing the zrika, I shouldn't have to have a mind to do the right machshavas for the zrika. I'm doing the shechita al manas to do the zrika shalei l'shma. That messes up the shechita. Yeah, it's a sugi in zvachim. V'kamash malon, the mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. No, kamash malon, there's a sugi, mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. That's a sugi mesachta zvachim. But the point is, that there's two types of shtei avoidas. Your classic shtei avoidas would be where you had in mind to do three of, let's say, the four avoidas l'shma, and only one of them was shalei l'shma. That already I know from the Reish of the Mishnah. That shtei avoidas that it's going to be possible, I know. Rapapa said of l'shma v'shalei l'shma being shtei avoidas was not the way we thought it initially, not the way we presented it when the Gemara presented it. The Gemara has a machshava shnia, pun intended, in terms of what Rapapa meant when he said shtei avodas. You know what he meant when he said shtei avodas? Not one lishma, the other shalei lishma. That's old news. We know that's a problem. A different knetch. I did one avodah. I had in mind lishma, but at the same time, while I had in mind lishma for this avodah, I also had in mind shalei lishma. What do you mean? No, to do a different avodah shalei lishma. That's not the case of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. That has nothing to do with that machloikis. Why? Because it's not contradictory. The machloikis from Meir and Rabbi Yosi is when I contradicted myself. I raised a tumura slayla tumura shlomo. I had in mind to do the shechita l'shem Pesach, and then I had in mind to do the l'shem shlomo. That's a stira minei yobay. So there you come on to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. But to the extent you can make sholem b'mroimov between the two machshavas, so then you don't have a problem with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Yosi shechita. So Rapapa's clear was, avada, the next line of the Mishnah of lishma v'shalei lishma doesn't mean one avoida lishma, the other avoida shalei lishma. It means all b'avoida achnas. What was the shaila? Doesn't mean that within the shechita I had a mind lishma v'shalei lishma. And even then the Mishnah says it's possible. If that's the case, the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yosi that was afik married bar mother nitfas. Because according to Rameya, we don't hear the second thing. We don't hear the l'shem shlomo. All we hear is l'shem pesach tafas l'shem rishon. Or lishma v'shalei lishma means two machshavas during one avoida, but not in a way where it's a stira, where I did the shechita l'shem pesach, But I had in mind while I was doing the Shechita L'Shem Pesach that I'm going to do this Rika L'Shem Shlomim. So again, what I did was, it was two machshavos during one avoida. It's l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, it's not the resha, but also has nothing to do with from Meir and Rabbi Yosi. So if that's the case, you don't have to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. The Tana of the Mishnah can be even Rabbi Meir. V'haynu b'ayu d'rapapa. And that was Rapapa's Ibaya, says the Gemara. That was Nisafik. Avadu was by one Avoida. The question was, the two Machshavas are for this Avoida itself, two Machshavas, or the Lishma is for the Avoida that I'm doing, the Shaloi Lishma is for a different Avoida. How can I impact with a Machshava Shaloi Lishma during doing this Avoida, another Avoida? That's a Sugya Mechashma Avoida L'Avoida. That's something that can work. So now that we tweaked and we understand the question a little bit better, we can revisit the Tashma. So the Gemara Tashma, the Mishnah, again, still bringing rayas from our Mishnah. L'shaloi L'shma, the L'shma, Pasul. The Mishnah says that if you had a Machshav of Shaloi L'shma and then you had a Machshav of L'shma, the Halach is going to be Pasul. Now, we're discussing Lishma v'shaloi Lishma. But the Mishnah also says Shaloi Lishma v'lishma. Hichadam, ine, v'shtei avoidas. Is it talking about where it was to avoidas? So, hashtu Lishma v'shaloi Lishma, I'm repasal. Once Lishma v'shaloi Lishma, you're telling me it's pasal. Shaloi Lishma v'lishma mibaya. Then certainly, if you had the machshav v'shaloi Lishma first, it should be pasal. Once you had the machshav v'shaloi Lishma, you already messed it up. So, of course, it's going to be pasal. So, what's the chiddush? Elo lab avoida achas. Maybe the chiddush is where it was one avoida. And there, there's a chiddush that shaloi l'shma v'lishma is going to be a problem. Even though the same avoida that I started thinking shaloi l'shma, I already thought l'shma. Umid the sefer b'avoida achas. And being that line must be talking about b'avoida achas, because otherwise there's no chiddush. Reishanami b'avoida achas. Reishan must also be b'avoida achas. But the Gemara says, loy loy shtei avoidas. Maybe really the whole Mishnah means shtei avoidas. Ubedinu d'lo yisrachay. Really, you shouldn't have to say the line of shaloi l'shma v'lishma. Once I know l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, I know shaloi l'shma v'lishma. I tana l'shma v'shaloi l'shma. But once the Tana of the Mishnah mentioned l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, tana nami shaloi l'shma v'lishma. It mentioned shaloi l'shma v'lishma, even though it's something that it technically did not have to say. Either way, that concludes the Tashmas from the Mishnah that we just learned. Now the Gemara is going to turn its attention to the next Mishnah and try to bring rayas from there. So it's kedai just to introduce the next Mishnah for a moment. One of the unique halachas of the Karban Pesach is that there's a special machshava, that if you would have this machshava during any of the avoidas of any one of the karbanis other than a Karban Pesach, it would be neither here nor there. You would have no impact on the Karban. However, by a Karban Pesach, it's a huge deal. Not only is it a huge deal, but it actually makes the Karban Pesach possible. Not kosher v'loy olu l'baylum l'shem chayva, but it makes the Karban possible. What is that? If a person brings the Karban Pesach and he has in mind while he's bringing the Karban Pesach that someone who is not able to or not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach is going to eat from the Karban Pesach. If you have that machshava, it messes up the whole Karban. And the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph gives a few examples. Shachta is shloi la'ichlav. If you had in mind someone that can't eat the Karban Pesach, should eat the Karban Pesach. Or shloi l'mnuyav, someone that did an RSVP on the Karban Pesach. We'll see tomorrow. Now, one of the important halachas in Hilchas Karban Pesach is you had an RSVP. Otherwise, you couldn't partake in it. Or la'reilim, you had in mind that an aral, someone that's not gemalit, is can eat from the Karban Pesach. L'tmeim, someone that's tummy, again, someone that's not going to eat from the Karban Pesach. The halachas in all those cases, pasul. One more halacha that we need from the next Mishnah, and that is the Mishnah says, what if you would have in mind, la'oichlav, vishnaloi la'oichlav, l'menuyav, vishaloi l'menuyav, l'mulim, v'la'arelim, l'tmeim, v'la'tahirim, here the halacha is kasha, which is in sharp contrast to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, shaloi l'shma is pasal. What about l'shma v'shaloi l'shma? Oichit pasal. L'shaloi l'shma v'l'shma? Fighter pasul. When it comes to shaloi l'shem oichla v'shaloi l'mnuyav, la'reilam v'letmeim, if all you had was that machshav, it's going to be pasul. However, la'oichla v'shaloi la'oichla v'lemnuyav v'shaloi l'mnuyav, l'mulam la'reilam v'letmeim v'letayrim, over there it's going to be kasha, says the Gemara. Tashma. Let's see if we can bring some raya from that Mishnah to vas tutzach and unzer Mishnah. Again, what's the shayla? L'shma v'shaloi l'shma. Ba'avoida achas? Says the Gemara, Shachta Shalai Laich Vashalai Lam Nuyav, La Reilam Vilatmei Impasso, says the Gemara. Hacha Pshita Avoida Achas. That's Pasha, that Mishnah is talking about Avoida Achas. Why is it Pasha? It's not a trick question. It's very simple because it's just one Machshava. So if it's one Machshava, so one Avoida, one Machshava, the Mishnah is saying it's Pasha. Now, Midah Seif of Avoida Achas. So if the next halacha, the Seif of our Mishnah, meaning the beginning of the next Mishnah, is talking about one avodah, because that's clearly what it's talking about. So doesn't it make sense to say Lishma v'shalay Lishma is also talking about one avodah? Mar says, no, mid area. Who said? Maybe each Mishnah is talking about what it's talking about. Sefer b'avodah achas. The Sefer, meaning the beginning of the next Mishnah, is talking about where it was one avodah. Reisha, iba avodah achas, iba shtei avodahs. Our Mishnah could be talking about either where it was one avodah or it was two avodahs. The Mar says, Toshma. Okay, you can't bring me any raya from the Reisha of the next Mishnah. Let's see if we can bring a right from the Sefer. The Mishnah said, what would be if you had in mind, and it's going to be kosher. What are we talking about? If it's talking about two avoidos, meaning you had in mind to do the first avoida, and then you had in mind to do another avoida, the time of the kosher bezrika. So that would sound like then, the only reason it's kosher is because at the end of the day, you had in mind the right machshava while you did the shechita. And the reason that would be okay is because we're going to see this tomorrow, the machshava shaloi le'oichlav really only impacts the shechita. So in essence, what the Mishnah then sounds like it's saying is, le'oichlav shaloi le'oichlav, two separate avodas, is kosher. You know why? Because it doesn't matter if you have shaloi le'oichlav after the shechita. Because what happens after the shechita is not a problem. But it would sound like from the Mishnah that if it was all in one avoda, not machsheves oichlav bezrika, one avoda, you could go in the shechita, the mahanya be machsheves oichlav, where machsheves oichlav is a problem, possible, it would be a problem. Mar says it can't be, because for kamila mixes oichlav like possible, because we know for a fact, I in the last Rashi on the Yamin, that machsheves oichlav be mixes is kasha. Meaning we know, we just know, fact, that when the Mishnah said, la'oichlav ashaloi la'oichlav kasher, it means even during one avoida, even then that's going to be the halacha. And if that's the case, then that's for sure what the Mishnah means. Because if that's not what the Mishnah means, then the Mishnah is extremely misleading. Meaning, if when the Mishnah says, la'oichlav ashaloi la'oichlav kasher, it means you did the shechita la'oichlav, and then you did one of the other avoida shaloi la'oichlav, that's kasher, that's a misleading Mishnah. Because it sounds like then what the Mishnah is saying, the punchline is I don't care about the machshava shaloi la'oichlav in any avoida other than the shechita, which is true. However, the truth is much greater than that. The truth is that if I would have in mind that, let's say, just to speak this out, 10 people are going to eat from the Karban Pesach, 5 are able to and 5 are not able to, that would also be kosher. We just know that. So if that's the case, that has to be what the Mishnah is saying. Because otherwise, the Mishnah is throwing us for a loop. Ella b'avoy da'achas. It must be the Mishnah means b'avoy da'achas. And if that's the case, the same cheshbon. Mid the safe b'avoy da'achas. Reisha nami b'avoy da'achas. So if the safe is talking about b'avoy da'achas, the Reisha must be also b'avoy da'achas. So again, we just proved that the parallel case of the next Mishnah is talking about b'avoy da'achas. Right, you notice the parallel between the two Mishnayas? We didn't even learn the next Mishnah yet, so it's a little tricky. Our Mishnah is discussing the machshava shaloi l'shma by Karban Pesach. The next Mishnah discusses the machshava of having in mind that the wrong person is going to eat the Karban Pesach. Both of them are possible. Our Mishnah said if you had the wrong machshava, it's possible. Then it said l'shma v'shaloi l'shma shaloi v'la l'shma, it's also possible. The next Mishnah said shaloi l'shma oichla l'menuyev l'arelim l'tmeim, is possible. And then it said l'oichla v'shaloi l'oichla. There, what's the halacha? There, it's going to be kosher. Those are the parallel cases. In the second part of the next Mishnah, the Arelim and Lemulim, the Tmeim and Torah part, it's for sure b'avoyda achas. So it makes sense then that the Lishma v'shaloi Lishma and the Shaloi Lishma v'lishma is also talking about b'avoyda achas. Meaning, amid the sefer b'avoyda achas, reisha nami b'avoyda achas. But the Gemara says it doesn't have to be that way. Midi iria hakidi isa v'hakidi isa. Maybe each Mishnah is talking about what each Mishnah is talking about. Sefer b'avoyda achas. The sefer is talking about whereas b'avoyda achas v'reisha is talking about oy b'avoyda achas. Oy b'shtei avodos. Either way, the Gemara was not machrir Rapapa Shaila. Rapapa had a Shaila when the Mishnah says that a Karban Pesach Shaloi L'shma is possible, but even the Shma v'Shaloi L'shma is going to be possible. Does it mean one avoida? You had in mind the machshava of L'shma, and then you had in mind the machshava of Shaloi L'shma. The halacha is it's possible, which would imply that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. That says that when you contradict yourself like that, we listen to the second thing you said. Also, af bigmar dvar mother nitvas. So we listen to the second thing you said. But enochinami coin to a mayor that holds tafas loshen rishon, that loch and mishnah will not be true. Or maybe the mishnah means b'shtei avodos. Wasn't mean b'shtei avodos. First we thought it meant one thing. Then the gemara tweaked it. Shtei avodos meaning while you did the shechita and you had in mind that should be l'shma, you had in mind that one of the other avodos, the zrika, should be shaloi l'shma. Maybe there, the Mishnah saying it's possible, Because the Tana of the Mishnah is not only Rabbi Yosi. The Tana of the Mishnah is even Rabbi Meir, who holds Tafas, Lash, and Rishon, but that's only when the two Machshavas contradict each other. Here they don't contradict each other. Because I had in mind that the Shechita should be Lishma. It was just Nisrika that I had in mind should be Lishma. Either way, the Gemara now is going to go Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa'inyan. So just 2 points of introduction as it relates to the next daf. One is the segue from the previous part of the daf, and the second is more Kachem 101. That is, one thing comes out clear from Psachim Daf Samach Amar Aleph, and that is, according to Rabbi Yosi, that holds Af Bigmar Dvar of Adam Nitvas, which is halacha that's true in Temura, and it's really halacha that's true in Kol HaTayrakul. If somebody would have in mind, while he was bringing the Karban Pesach, to do the Shechita Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, it's possible it would be possible. Why? Because you had in mind a Machshav of Lishma and a Machshav of Shaloi Lishma. Once you have a Machshav of Shaloi Lishma, you're doomed. It's going to be a problem. According to Rav Meir, you'd be fine, because Rav Meir holds Tafas Lashon Rishon. And Rav Papa had a Shaila, if that's what the Mishnah meant when it said Lishma of Shaloi Lishma, is the Tana of the Mishnah Davka Rav Yosi, or could the Tana of the Mishnah even be Rav Meir? But one thing is called, forget about Rav Papa's Yibaya, forget about what the Mishnah meant when it said Lishma of Shaloi Lishma. The halacha is for short term. According to Rav Yosi, Lishma v'shaloi lishma af b'gemar dvar of Adam nitvas, and the halacha is this avoid is going to be possible. That's number one. Number two, there's a halacha that states Pesach b'shar yemois hashana is a shlam. So what does that mean? If somebody would shecht a carbon Pesach in the middle of Chodesh Shvat, so what would be the halacha? You have an animal, harezu Pesach, and you go and you shecht it during Chodesh Shvat. So it's easy. It's possible. Why it's a puzzle? Because this is man that you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach. You're Dalid Nisan. They know Arbayim. So there's a specific time when the Karban Pesach had to be brought. It's not Erev Pesach now. And as a result, if you would bring it, not Erev Pesach, the halach is it would be possible. Stating that, there's a major chiddush in Kachin that says as follows, that if a person brings a Karban Pesach, Shaloi Bizman, B'shar Yomais HaShana, any time other than Erev Pesach, during the 6 hours, Bein Arba'in. If somebody would bring a Karban Pesach during any one of those other times, and he would have in mind not to bring it as a Karban Pesach, but he would have in mind to bring it as a Shlamim, the halacha is, the Karban Pesach would become a Shlamim. So much so, that it would be kosher. Because we would look at it not as a Pesach, rather as a Shlamim. If it's a Pesach, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because you brought it the wrong time. Forget about Machshava. You brought it the wrong time. It's possible because your Pasha didn't follow the halachas of a Karban Pesach. If, however, you have in mind Shaloi Lishma, you have in mind specifically Lishem Shlomim, the halach is Pesach B'Shar Yemais Hashana is a Shlomim. We referenced this very, very briefly in the introduction to Tamid Nishchat when we said in a fleeting moment that Pesach has a Shaychis to Shlomim. Because you find this in other sugyas in Masechta Zvachim as well. For example, what would be if somebody is mafresh two karbonis Pesach? He has to bring a karbon Pesach. He was mafresh a karbon Pesach and all of a sudden, where'd my Pesach go? Did you see a little shepsula? Like, does anyone have any idea where it went? And you're looking, you can't find it. So you were mafresh another one. And then, lo and behold, you found the first one. Now you have two Pesachs. So what do you do with the other one? Moiser Pesach, the halach is Karev Shlomim. So you find oftentimes that a Pesach can somehow become Nitek L'Shlomim. There's a way for it to somehow become a Shlomim. How this works in the world of Lamdis is a big discussion. But the point is, Pesach B'Shar Yemois HaShana is a Shlomim. But here's the caveat, because it's going to be negay the rest of the daf. It's only true if you had in mind to bring it Shaloi L'Shma. Meaning you had in mind to bring it as a shlomim. If the Pesach, B'Shar Yemois HaShana, you had in mind to bring it as a Karban Pesach, the halacha is it's going to be possible. So here's the punchline. And this is really an anomaly in the entire Seder Kachin. This is a good trivia question. When is it that if you bring a Karban Lishma, it's going to be possible, but if you bring it Shaloi Lishma, it's going to be kosher? The answer is a Pesach, B'Shar Yemois HaShana. If you bring it L'Shem Pesach, it's possible, because you just brought the Karban Pesach at the wrong time. If, however, you brought it Shaloi Lishma, you brought it L'Shem Shlomim, so now it's going to get a din of a Shlomim. It's going to get a din of a Shlomim, and you brought it L'Shem Shlomim, so it's going to be gevald. It's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, here's the shayla, Pesach sheshachta b'shayim mois hashana. If somebody brought a carbon Pesach, b'shayim mois hashana, l'shmai, v'lishlat shalai l'shma, and you had in mind l'shma and shalai l'shma, ma'u, what's the halacha? So again, Pesach b'shayim mois hashana l'shma is possible. Pesach b'shayim mois hashana shalai l'shma is kosher. This is very counterintuitive, this next Gemara. So it's just easy to trip up here, because l'shma is the bad machshava, and shalai l'shma is the good machshava. What's the halacha? What's the shayla? It was l'shma and shalai l'shma. Now, in our Mishnah, we just said, or forget our Mishnah, we said Rabbi Yosef Shita is, apigmar dvarim adam nitvas. So if a person would bring a Pesach, Erev Pesach, noch hatzois, bein rabayim, he would have in mind l'shma, but shalai l'shma would zichah be pasal. I had in mind l'shma. That's true, but he also had in mind Shalai Lashma. Af Bigmar Tvarim Adam Nitfas, so it's going to be possible. The Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yossi, if I bring a Pesach B'Shar Yemai Sashana, and I have in mind that it should be Lashma and Shalai Lashma, do I say the same thing? That being that I had in mind Shalai Lashma, which is good, but I also had in mind Lashma, so at the end of the day it's going to be a problem? Or maybe over here it's going to be different. Maybe over here we say that as long as I had the Machshav of Shalai Lashma, even though I also had the machshava of lishma, which should be a problem, maybe it's going to be okay. Now, me asi shalei lishma, mapik lebi de lishma machsher. Do we say that being that I had in mind shalei lishma, even though I also had in mind lishma, it's going to be kosher? Meaning shalei lishma is the good machshava, lishma is the bad machshava. As long as I had in mind shalei lishma, that's going to be enough for it to be kosher. I lie, or maybe not. At the end of the day, I had a bad machshava. I had a machshava of lishma, and once I had the bad machshava, that's enough for it to be possible. Yes, Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Disa came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, "Amito l'shmaite k'meid Rabbi Yirmiyah." I'll tell you what I told Rabbi Yirmiyah, or I'll tell you what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. He's hoyel ulishmai machshir bizmanoi. Lishma is machshir bizmanoi. Right? Lishma is the good machshava when it's the right man. The shalei lishmai machshir is shalei lishman. And shalei lishma is the right machshava when shalei lishman. Just like lishma, which is a good machshava bismana. But if you had in mind shaloi lishma v'lishma, or lishma v'shaloi lishma, what's nalach? It's not going to be kosher. The good machshava doesn't have an ability to be mitzi from the bad machshava. It works in the reverse as well. Av shaloi lishma ya machshir shaloi bismana. So too shaloi lishma, which is the good machshava shaloi lishma, ain't mitzi midei lishma. So it doesn't have the ability to be mitzi lishma. So even though I had the good machshava, which in shaloi lishmani is shaloi lishma, but being that I also had the bad machshava, which is lishma, the good machshava is not going to have the ability to be mitzvah, and apostle, it's going to be apostle. So this is what I told Rabbi Yirmiyah, said Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amali, Rabbi Yirmiyah said like this. He said a beautiful svara. He said, lo yim amrit b'shalei lishma. No, there's a difference between shalei lishma and lishma, when lishma is the bad machshava, and shalei lishma and lishma, when lishma is the bad machshava. Meaning, when the bad machshava is the shalei lishma, there, if I had in mind shalei lishma, even though I also had a mind lishma, it's going to be possible. Why? Shekein noyeg b'chol asmachim. Because shalei lishma is a machshava that passes all zvachim. And being that it passes all zvachim, so it's a more chomer machshava, so it's going to nail you over here as well. Toim rabbi lishma, as opposed to where the lishma is the bad machshava, here you're not going to say that. Why? Shekein einoy noyeg b'chol asmachim el b'pesach b'vat. Because the only time you find a lishma being a problem is by Pesach. So it could be here we don't compare it to where shalai lishma is a much worse machshava, because that passes by all zvachim. So there we'll say shalai lishma and lishma apik mar dvar of adam nitfas. It's going to be possible. I let him lishma be machshir the shalai lishma. It doesn't work. But in the reverse, where the lishma is the bad machshava, shalai lishma could be machshir the lishma. Why? Because lishma, even though it's a bad machshava, but it's the only place you find that it's a bad machshava, so here it's going to be different. Okay, that was the shayla. My havi Allah. So it seems like there was a machlois in Rav Dimi and Rav Yirmiyah. So I want to know, what's the bottom line? Again, what's the halacha? If somebody brought a Pesach b'shayim mois hashana, he had in mind lishma and shalai lishma. Lishma would mean it's a Pesach at the wrong time of the year, it's possible. Shalai lishma means it's a shlamim, it's going to be kosher. Do you say, being that he had in mind l'shem Pesach, it's possible? Or do you say, no, he also had in mind the right machshava? When it comes to a regular lishma v'shalai lishma, dear, as long as you can hear both stadim, af b'gmar dvar v'adam nitfas, for sure it's going to be a problem. But that's because shalai lishma is a real psul that we reckon with throughout kachin. As a result, even though you also had a mind lishma, it's still going to be a problem. But the lishma psul of a pesach b'shayim ha'sashana is a real mechudish type of psul. So maybe where all I had was the machshav of lishma, that's where you have this halacha. But the reg I also thought shaloi lishma, maybe it's going to be kasha. So what's the bottom line? Amar Rava, he said, I'll tell you. Pesach she'shachte b'shayim ha'sashana. If you shechted a carbon pesach any other day of the year, lishma v'shaloi lishma, kasha. If you had a mind lishma and you had a mind shaloi lishma, the halacha is it's going to be kasha. Why? How do I know that? So he said a major oneness. Because what would be, we mentioned this in the introduction, if somebody would bring a carbon pesach stama, he wouldn't have a mind anything. So what's the halacha? Stama is always lishma. If you shecht a pesach shaloi lishma b'shayim ma'isashana, it's going to be kasha. Said Rava, every single machshav shaloi lishma is like lishma v'shaloi lishma. You know why? Because before you thought shaloi lishma, it was already stama lishma. So it had in it gebakt. Briskarov's learned this lishma. It's lishma and shaloi lishma. And still, you see, it's kasha. Almost, you know what you see? Asi shaloi lishma. Mapi lemi de lishma. So shaloi lishma could be machshav lishma. Kishachin nami lishma v'shaloi lishma. So the same would be true if you had in mind specifically lishma. Asi shaloi lishma. Mapi de lishma. The shaloi lishma will be able to. Amalei Rav Adam Rav the Ravus from Adam Rav told Rav no. Do m'shani heichad the amar mehechni the loy amar. Maybe there's a difference between a stama lishma to where I specifically said lishma. Lishma v'shaloi lishma. There I said the lishma. Maybe there's some problem. But as opposed to lishstama lishma. Lishma, maybe over there that type of lishma is different, and as a result, a stama lishma v'shaloi lishma will be kosher. But a machshava lishma and a shaloi lishma, where the machshava lishma is the bad machshava, over there it's going to be possible. And he said, Rav Adam Rav, I'll prove it to you. How do I know that? The halach is that if someone brings the carbon pesach, he shechs the carbon pesach shaloi lishma oichlov, it's possible. What if he had in mind lo'oichlov and shaloi lo'oichlov? He said, he had in mind 10 people, 5 could eat it, 5 cannot eat it. Now, lach is, it's going to be kasha. Now, if you would have in mind lo'oichlov and shaloi lo'oichlov, it's going to be kasha. Now, v'chalecha, the shachale shaloi lo'oichlov, the chudei pasal. But if you only have in mind shaloi lo'oichlov, it's going to be pasal. Amai, why is it pasal? V'astama lo'oichlov kai. Stama, you assume the kachem is going to be eaten by people that are allowed to eat it. So why don't we say that every single shaloi lo'oichlov is like lo'oichlov and shaloi lo'oichlov? And if lo'oichlov and shaloi lo'oichlov is kosher, then stama of shaloi lo'oichlov should also be kosher. Yet you see it's possible. Ella, what do you have to say? Shani hechad amar, mehechad lo'y amar. There's a difference between where it's just a stama l'shom lo'oichlov versus where I said it should be l'shom lo'oichlov. Hachanami, shani hechad amar, mehechad lo'y amar. Here too, it's going to be the same. But amalei, so Rava said it's not a good raya. Midi iria, mishlei mahasam, mishlei over there, kamadli akale b'shchita stami vade l'shmai kami. A carbon is always stama. If you have a carbon pesach, stama is it's going to be for a carbon pesach, which means erev pesach stama is a good thing. If it's not erev pesach, b'shayim ha'sashana, stama is going to be a bad thing. But stama is for sure l'shem. It's a pesach. So if it's a pesach, stama is l'shem pesach. Elohach over here, stama l'oichlov kai. How do you know stama is l'oichlov kai? I disagree with the whole premise from Uriah. Dilmi mim shchiyani v'aser achrina mimni yilove. Just because right now, meaning, what do you mean? I'll tell you why stama is l'oichlov. Because 10 people RSVP'd and all 10 of them are able to eat from the carbon pesach. Yeah, but how do you know if they're not going to change? Maybe someone's going to back out and you're going to end up with a new chabura. Right, chaburas change. Until the moment of the shechita, there was turnover. So you never know. There's no real... A pesach is a pesach is a pesach. So once it has kedushas pesach, of course it's namal l'shem pesach. But as it relates to who the oichlam are going to be, mechateisi. Just because these are the oichlam now doesn't mean those are going to be the oichlam tomorrow. The point is you have no raya from the fact that lo'oichlov is shaloi lo'oichlov is kosher, yet shaloi lo'oichlov is possible, that means there's a distinction between lo'oichlov is shaloi lo'oichlov and stoma and shaloi lo'oichlov, or lishma is shaloi lishma and stoma and shaloi lishma. Bottom line is where we're left with, is with the shayla. What was the shayla? If somebody brings a carbon pesach, lishma v'shaloi lishma, lishma is a good machshava, shaloi lishma is a bad machshava. What would be if he had in mind lishma v'shaloi lishma? So it's totally Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbi Yossi for sure, that loch is it would be possible. What would be pesach b'shayim mois hashana? We are here, lishma is the bad machshava, shaloi lishma is the good machshava. What would be if it was lishma and it was Shaloi Lishma. What should be the difference? Maybe we're the Psul of Shaloi Lishma, so a Lishma can't be Machshar of Shaloi Lishma, because Shaloi Lishma is such a bad Psul. But with a Psul is Lishma, being that Lishma is not such a Gefer Lecha Psul, so it could be a Psul of Lishma, which is not such a terrible Psul, could be Shaloi Lishma would have the ability to be Machshar. One more Gemara, Iba Yeluhu. So we just mentioned the idea of Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah. So what's the Lacha Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah? If someone brings a carbon Pesach and it's not Erev Pesach, so it should be a problem, dead on arrival. But there is a way to make it work. If you had in mind Shaloi Lishma, what does Shaloi Lishma mean? You had in mind Lashem Shlamim, then it becomes a Shlamim, and the Lach is it's actually Kasha. Says the Gemara, what would be Iba Yeluhu? Pesach Sheshach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah. You brought it Shaloi Lishma, but it wasn't Shinui Kodesh. He didn't have a mind L'Shem Shlamas, but Shinui Bailam. So Reuven's Chabur is bringing the carbon Pesach, and you went and you brought this carbon, B'Shayim Ha'Sashana, you had a mind Shimon's Chabur. What's the halach? Is it going to be kosher? Is it not going to be kosher? What's the shayla? Shinui Bailam, Shinui Kodesh, Tami Yomachshah. Do you say Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam are very similar in Kachem? These are the two bad machshavos that can literally impact the carbon, like we spoke at in the introduction. L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach, but two of them make a big difference. If you get the carbon wrong, or you get the ownership of the carbon wrong. And if that's the case, just like Shinui Kodesh, B'Shayim Ha'Sashana, counterintuitively makes the carbon kosher, so maybe Shinui Bailin B'Shayim Mois Hashanah is also going to make it kosher. Or maybe it's different. I said this over to Rav, and I said as follows: both of these machshavos have the ability to make a carbon possible. Just like Shinui Kodesh, which is poisel, it's machshiroi lachas mane. Or some have the gears to shaloi bezmane. Av Shinui Bailim shapoisel bezmane. So to Shinui Bailim machshiroi shaloi bezmane. But Rav told me, said Rav Papa, no, it's different. Don't compare Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. This Gemara that we're about to see appears in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, and it touches on ideas that underpin Kachem. That is, there's four differences, said Rava to Rapapa, between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam, and that's why we can't learn one from the other. Lo Yamam Rabbi Shinui Kodesh, number one, you can't prove anything Rabbi Shinui Kodesh, came Psula Begufa. Number one, it's a Psula Gof. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara is going to ask in a minute what that really means. But Pashim Shat, the Ivra Taich. Shinui Kodesh is when you get the carbon wrong, the actual carbon. Shinui Bailam is external, the owner of the carbon. So Shinui Kodesh is more significant to change. It's the actual carbon, V'yeshna ba'arba avoidus. Not just that Shinui Kodesh impacts all four avoidus. Shchita kabbalah ilacha and zrika, as opposed to Shinui Bailim, where although it impacts all four avoidus, but the way Shinui Bailim works is, you do the shchita and you have a mind that you're going to do the zrika for a different Bailim. Like a mechashme me avoidal avoidah. You always have to be thinking zrika. So you can have the machshava during any one of the four avoidahs, but it always has to be zrika. V'yeshna lacha misa. There's shini kodesh after misa. If a person dies and his yarshim, yarshin is carbon. So they bring the carbon, but they're not bringing it for themselves, not really bringing it for anybody. So being that there's no real bailam of the carbon, so there's no shinui bailam. But there's still a shinui kodesh, because if it's an oila, it's being brought as an oila. So shinui kodesh, you have lachamisa, v'yeshim b'tzibur, k'bi yachid. And not just that, you have shinui bailam only by a carbon yachid, because by a carbon tzibur, what's the shinui bailam? Everyone's included in the carbon tzibur. As opposed to shinui kodesh, that you could have him by a carbon. If you're bringing the tamid shal shachar, and you have a mind that should be the par helam davar shal tzibur, so you just had yourself a shinui kodesh. So these are four chumras that you find by shinui kodesh. It's not a psula gof. It's only, you always have to think zrika. V'ena lachamisa, once a person dies, you don't have it. V'ena b'tzibur k'biyachin, and you don't have it by a carbon tzibur. And then the Gemara says something interesting. Even though I just told you there's four kashas, two of them are lav dafka. Two of them are not real. But tari to me are dafka. But two are dafka, says the Gemara. Which two are not dafka? The ma'ishno shinui b'aylam v'leyavi psula begufay. You're telling me shinui kodesh is psula begufay, as opposed to shinui b'aylam is not psula begufay. Now why is shinui b'aylam not psula begufay? The machshava ba'almi. Because all it is a machshava. Shinui kodesh not psula machshava ba'almi. Shinui kodesh, even though you're thinking about the garban, you're thinking oyla chata shlom pesach, but it's all it is a machshava. It's still a machshava ba'alma. It's not psula begufay. There's no real psula in the gufa. So, and another one of the four pirchas that are not real pirchas is yeshna la'achar misa. Right? We said shinui kodesh is yeshna la'achar misa because if a person dies, his kids yarshin him. Now they're going to bring the carbon, so you have to have a mind the right carbon. But there's no bailam. It's not necessarily true because hada amar shinui bailam ain't la'achar misa. This day you tell me shinui bailam is not la'achar misa. It's not necessarily true because the Rav Pinchas brei the Rav Ami dama yeshna la'achar misa. Ma'ayekilam emar Rav Pinchas brei the Rav Ami said said that children yarshin a carbon. And how do they yarshin a carbon? They're the balei a carbon. So if that's the case, there is shinei balei. But either way, it says, even though two of these perchas are not dafka, tarti mios dafka ninu. Two of them are dafka. Bottom line, elam arava. So Rava said, as it relates to the shayla. Again, what's the shayla? Pesach b'shayim moisashana shinei balei. What's the halacha going to be? Rav Yirmiya, Rav Papa thought, bring a ride from Shini Kaidish. Rav Papa said, you're not bringing a ride from Shini Kaidish. Why not? Four perches, two alav davka, but we can for sure settle on two, right? You can meet me halfway, definitely two. Bottom line, Rav said, Pesach Sheshach, the B'shayim Ha'isashana, B'shinu Bailim, Nasa, Kamisha Ein, Loi Bailim Bezmanoi. It's as if you brought the carbon Pesach, B'shinu Bailim Bezmanoi, Upasal, it's going to be Pasal. So Pesach B'shayim Ha'isashana, where it's Shini Kaidish, that's going to be kosher. But Pesach, B'shayim, Mois, Ashana, B'shinu, Bailam is going to be possible. So just to summarize the daf, not the whole daf and the whole Shakla Vataria, but really today's daf was loaded, and it was made up really of three parts. The first shayla in the Gemara was when the Mishnah says, Pesach, Shaloi, L'shma, is possible. But not just that. Pesach, L'shma, this Shaloi, L'shma, is possible as well. Rav Papa had an Ibaya, had to read the Mishnah. Does Shaloi, V'Shaloi, L'shma mean one Avodah, I had two Machshavas, L'shma, V'Shaloi, L'shma? And if that's the case, the Mishnah must be going according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that if a person contradicts himself, Minei Obey, Af Big Mar, Dvar of Adam Nitvas, because according to Rameh, Tafas, L'shma, Rishon, L'shma is the only Machshava I'm going to reckon with. I don't care about the Shaloi, L'shma. Or maybe that's not what the Mishnah meant. Maybe when the Mishnah said L'shma, V'Shaloi, L'shma, it meant two Avodahs. What does it mean, two Avodahs? Not Shechita L'shma and Kabbalah Shaloi L'shma, but rather Shechita L'shma. And while I did the Shechita, I had in mind that the Zrika was going to be Shaloi L'shma. If that's the case, there's no contradiction between the two Machshavas. It has nothing to do with Ramein Rabbi Yossi. And the Mishnah doesn't have to be going a little bit Rabbi Yossi, Sheni Muka Yimai, but rather the Mishnah could be going even coin to Ramein. And by the way, Snamish is Ramein, so it's always a plus if the Snamish could be Ramein. That was the first Ibaya. The second Ibaya in the Gemara was, what would be if you have a Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashana? With Allah, if you bring it L'shma, it's a Pesach. At the wrong time of year, it's going to be pasul. If you bring it Shaloi L'shma, it's going to be kosher. What would be if you had in mind L'shma v'Shaloi L'shma? Or Shaloi L'shma v'Lishma? As it relates to Pesach Bizmanoi, L'shma v'Shaloi L'shma is going to be pasul. What about Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi? Is it going to be kosher? Is it going to be pasul? What would be the Svara? Of course it should be pasul. What's the difference? Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi L'shma is like Pesach Bizmanoi Shaloi L'shma. No, the difference is because Shaloi L'shma is a more universal psul. So maybe it's a more universal psul, so maybe that you have even when you also got the right machshava. But the L'shma, when that's the bad psul, being that it's a much more mechodesh tig psul, maybe it's a problem only if it was the only machshava that you had. But if you also had a good machshava, maybe it's going to be okay. And the 30 bayah in the Gemara, three bayahs, the 30 bayah in the Gemara was Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashana, Shinui Kodesh. We have a mind of Shem Shalom, Talachas, it's kosher. What about Shinui Bailan? Is there a difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailan or not? Rava said there's four differences, the very least two differences. The Maskana Rava came out, it's only Shini Kodesh where you have the halacha Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashana Shlamim, but as it relates to Shini Bailim, you don't have this halacha.